You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In Haiti, survivors of Hurricane Matthew are mourning the victims as fears of an increase in cholera cases grow. The Category 4 storm is believed to have killed as many as 900 people in the Caribbean nation, and at least 18 people died in the United States as it made its way north. Pope Francis on Sunday asked for prayers for the victims and said he is confident in the sense of solidarity of the international community, of Catholic institutions and of people of goodwill in bringing relief. One humanitarian organization in Haiti is Maltese International, the worldwide humanitarian relief agency of the Sovereign Order of Malta. The organization has mobilized their staff on the ground to aid the people in the affected areas. Maltese International has been working in Haiti since the crippling earthquake in 2010. It's committed both in the initial emergency relief response and in long-term development work. Timor Nicolaus, Program Administrator for Latin America and the Caribbean of Maltese International, spoke with Vatican Radio's Haley Suzino about how the emergency now is sanitation.
What are the conditions currently like in Haiti, and how long do you think it will take for them to improve?
The conditions currently in Haiti, let's say before Matthew, the hurricane struck the country, were very critical. If I take as an example our project area of Belle Anse, which is a rural area in the southeast of the country, where there are mostly self-sufficient small farmers dependent on good weather conditions for their agriculture. And for the last 2 years, the country was struck by a severe drought, which led to a critical state of food security, especially in that department. So people were already very vulnerable. And now with the hurricane that hit the country, especially in the west, the areas of Jeremy and Lekai, but also with the severe effects on our project area, if I take Belle Anse as the example. So now they are in a very bad situation in terms of food security. With the floodings, the situation of hygiene is very critical too. So there may be a new breakup of diarrheal diseases like cholera, which is now a big threat to the people there. We have another project area in the metropolitan area of Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti. We are working there for the last 5 years in a slum area, which is called Cité Soleil. It's about 500,000 people affected now by the hurricane. It's also a very vulnerable area due to the poverty of the slum, high population density, and its geographical position, which is just next to the sea. So they were a lot affected by the heavy rains and the floodings that came with Matthew, which led to a destruction of infrastructure. There are sewage channels which were flooded, so all the garbage and even human fecals, were all over this area. So there is a high risk also there of infection of diarrheal diseases like high risk of cholera.
Haiti, who's still recovering from the devastation of the 2010 earthquake, is now experiencing, as you said, widespread destruction and flooding from the hurricane. What is being done to help there?
We have done a lot in Haiti. We were there since 2010. And first after the earthquake, we did some cleanup, reconstruction of infrastructure. And what we also dealt a lot with is in DRR, which is disaster risk reduction. We worked together with the local civil protection and local schools to set up systems of early warning and to help the communities to be better prepared in case of an emergency. And in the slum area of Cité Soleil, where we worked for the last years together with our partners, which is one of our main aspects, to include the partners in the work and to make the work dependent on the needs they also identify in their areas. So we cooperated a lot with them in areas of water, sanitation and hygiene, because cholera after the earthquake was a big issue, and better hygiene condition will improve that this disease is less prevalent.
What more can be done to help, and how can people get involved?
We now have to focus after the hurricane on really fast intervention. because if we are not active now, cholera can spread and may cause that many people get ill, and especially people who are now in vulnerable conditions for lacking food and so on, they are really dependent on our help. So now it's important to go there to distribute hygiene kits, to distribute food, to distribute water, so people are not exposed to those risks that are caused by diseases, especially children, especially single women that lost families during the earthquake and later on, which are among the most vulnerable. We need to help now, and that we can, together with our partners who are from the area, who know who is in need of certain things, so we can reach them through our partners. Right now we are sending an emergency coordinator to Haiti who will be in charge of introducing measures of distribution.
How did the hurricane impact the work already being done and the progress already being made in Haiti?
As I told before, in the area, in the rural area of Belance, in the last year cooperated with small farmers, and we actually tried to make them to be prepared for extreme weather situations, to conduct practices of agricultural that are sustainable. We were distributing seeds, and we were teaching them together with local partners in the area how to carry out a sustainable agriculture. Now, it's difficult in a case where in the last 2 years there was a severe drought and all what could be sowed was destroyed by the drought, and also a certain infrastructure which was for artificial irrigation systems were now flooded by Matthew, and they have to be rehabilitated in order for the small farmers to be not exclusively dependent on rain, but to have the water also provided by irrigation systems. So there is infrastructure that was affected by Matthew, but we are also capable, due to experience, of rehabilitating, because we are in the place we can rehabilitate those infrastructure and make the people to be less vulnerable.
That was Timo Nicolaus, Program Administrator for Latin America and the Caribbean of Maltese International, speaking there to Haley Susino.